Okay, good to know everybody. In this morning's Lehi Parshas Yitro, the Torah after presenting the Aseres HaDibros tells us in the first Torah, Shmos Perek Chof, Pasuk Chof, Lo Sasun Iti, Eloi Chesed El Hezom, Lo Sasun Lochem. Essentially means you're not allowed to make before me gods of silver and gods made out of gold, various different types of idols made out of precious metals and so on. Rabbi Rashi tells us in the name of the Mechilta and the Gemara we'll see in the second, Rashi in the second source, Parakal plus a cloth plus a duramata lo sasun et lo sasun dimus shamashai hamashamshim lufanai bamaron. That's what it means is don't make images of any of my servants, so to speak, that celestial beings or celestial items that serve me in the heaven. Okay, again, lo sasun dimus shamashai hamashamshim lufanai bamaron. That comes to the Mechilta. Source number three, the Mechilta Bishmal here in Yisrael, Masechta the Bachodesh, Parsha Yod, Lo Sasun Iti, Bishmal on there, Lo Sasun Demus Shamashai, Hamisham Shavak Mamarom. What does it mean? Lo Demus Malachim, can make images of angels, Lo Demus Alfanim, Lo Demus Kruvim, the various different heavenly creatures and so on. The Masan Omer, Lo Sasun Osi, Shalom Tomar, Osani Lo Kimin Demus Shtachavelo. You read it, and it says, Lo Sasun Osi, we'll come back there later, something to bow down to, some kind of something to worship and so on, anything which has a physical image. Okay. If you look in the Malbim, it's interesting because the Pasuk is an unusual formulation in terms of the Trump. And that's what the Malbim points out there on that Pasuk, Parakal Pasuk, Achav, on that Mechilta. But the Malbim notes, you know, how do you read it exactly? Ordinarily, without the Trump, you look back at source number one, it's here, I would say, Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Chesed, but there are two verbs. There are two, it says, Lo Sasun Iti, and then it says, Lo Sasun Lochem. So I could have thought it should read, Lo Sasun Iti Eloi Chesed, comma, don't make before me gods of silver, you know, idols of silver, and also, Lo Sasun Lochem. Then we can wonder why you need two different expressions, but that's not how it's read. There's an Esnachta on the word Iti. It's Lo Sasun Iti, comma, Esnachta means a comma, then Eloi Chesed, Eloi Lo Sasun Lochem. So what is the object of the first phrase, Lo Sasun Iti? It's a little strange in terms of the Trump. You know, there's a comma, every pasuk, of course, ends with a full pasuk, and most sukkim have an estachta, which is a pause, in the middle of the pasuk. So that's what the Malbim explains, which is why the, in other words, Luda, from a partial Echetim, Nimshach Lamala, Lo Sasun Echetim. You know, the simple reading is, don't make Elo Echetim. He says, Ein Kein Das Benechat Ameh, but that doesn't work with the Trump, with the Tameh HaMikra, Shehebet Es Esnachta, Milo Iti, V'lachein, that's why. Pirshu Chazal, Shalos Tassun, Sura be called Dovan Inso Iti. Iti is in fact the object. Lo Tassun. Lo Tassun, what? Iti, those things which are with me. Then you can have a comma, a sakta, and also a lechazelozabloslochem. That's how the Malbim explains it, Alderech the Trump. Okay? And he says, what does it include? He goes on to say things which are found up in the heavens with me. Okay? And we'll see later what he refers to the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, first of Tosin Yumu, Shunach, along Tosin Yumu. We'll see in other Tosis. And that's what we're going to go through. So, in any event, that's the that is the Malbim just explaining the flow of the pasuk. Now, this comes up in the Mishnah, as the Malbim already mentioned, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We know that for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh, witnesses have to see the first appearance of the moon, right? The moon, the moon has to have started its new cycle around the earth, and you can see the moon in the crescent of the moon in a certain position. So, until Adim comes to Bezdin and testifies, they saw the moon. So then, we don't declare Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah goes through a lot of details exactly what it has to look like and how the Bezdin would ask me, did it look like this, did it look like that. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Dabchof Gaudam and Alp, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah, the most surah Slavana, Hayal Ola Rabbi Gamliel, the Tablo, the Kosla, Baliyot. Rabbi Gamliel, when he was the head of the Bezdin, will actually have pictures of the moon looking in different ways. And Shabahem Marana Sahed Yokos, he would show that to the simple people who come. Oh, Hakazera, you saw? Oh, Kazera, what did it look like? When you saw the moon, these witnesses are coming, claiming to have seen the Lufana, right? So Rabbi Gamliel would answer, did it look like this? Did it look like that? So depending on what they would answer, we would know if they actually saw the Lufana, and it's time to declare Rosh Chodesh, or if they saw something else, it was a shooting star, or they weren't telling the truth, or whatever else. So the Gemara asked, and Chom Darab Allah for Shana 5, will be sorry, how could Rabbi Gamliel make these images of the moon, Baksiv, Lo Sasun Iti, our pasuk. How is he allowed to do that? Lo Sasun Kidimu Shamashai. The moon is one of those heavenly spheres, heavenly objects, which seems to be intended in this pasuk, not allowed to make. How could he do it?
Amar Abaye, according to the whole Gemara, but from our purpose, Amar Abaye, lo also tell us shamashim she'efsar la'asos kemot.
It doesn't mean things like that. It means things which you can actually replicate. We can't really, it's just a picture of the moon. It's not really the moon. It doesn't look, you know, it may have an appearance like the moon, but it's not really a real replication of the moon. What Usher says Abaye initially is something you could actually build a replication of. For example, Kutanya, lo saseh adam bayis tavnitehla. You can't build a home, a house that looks like the Beis HaMikdash. Maya, that it should look exactly like the Beis HaMikdash. Or asadra tavnis ulam. That's kind of a courtyard, so you can open the hallway like the ulam. Or chaser keneged azorah. Shulchan keneged shulchan. You can't make the shulchan look like the actual shulchan. Or menorah keneged menorah. That's what you're not allowed to do. Something which you can actually physically replicate, you're not allowed to do that. But as far as the moon, you can't make it. Can't build a moon. Okay?
You can't do
nothing. Right.
No, you can't fool things off the moon. But what is
photograph? We'll see about that too. That's what we're going to get to. But anyway, shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. You can make a menorah which has six branches, or five or six or eight branches. Just for shel shuva v'yatzeh, just seven. That's our Hanukkah menorahs. There are eight branches, right? Right. So anyway, where did this come from? Lo sasuni ti. Rashi explains it. Rashi chafdal menorah six. Lo sasuni ti. Suros ha'omdim iti. Okay, and on the days it says you can make shel chamisha menorahs, shel shisha menorahs, and you can make it out of other metals, even though the Torah says, we'll read in a couple of weeks, from Nara, it's made of gold, but even if it's made of the evidence, you can make it out of other metals. So you, in the mixture, so therefore you can't make it out of metal. And then, right, now, the base of Hashmonaim and so on. Anyway, the ritual there in Roshana comes down on the Lalam, and so it's on the 8th, it says, O'hochi n'ach mishnah di tavnit, l'meimar dafka tavnisa mamish, shayal mishnah, but tsuroso, v'rikum obidyo, to make an embroidery, you know, like a sewn replication, obidyo, ink. That's what the Ritva says at that point in the Gemara. So on Amud Beis, the Gemara goes on, 9, the Shon second, Shamashin, Shiev, Shalasos, Kerosa, Mishori. Who says it? Is Abaye correct? Is that an answer? It's only talking about things that you can actually replicate, things that you can't replicate. Is that Mutav HaTanya, Lo Sasun Iti? The Brisa says, again, based on our Pasuk here in Parshat Yisro, Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Kidmus Shamashai, Hamisham Shilaponai B'morom. That's the Chilta, that's the Rashi Chumash quoted. He says, you know, I'll make the things that are the heavens, even though you can't actually physically replicate it. Okay? So, Amar Abaye, the Osra Torah, El Adzmus, Arba, Amin, Bahad, Ahadot. That's only talking about an image which has the four faces. We'll come to that in a second. Four faces together. We'll see exactly. Well, we'll look at the
Kobra.
Oh, exactly. The face of the Bar Kobra. Okay? We'll see what that is in a second. So, 1 second. So, El Me'atva, parts of Adam, Lechude, Tishtari. So, it's only those four, but a human face you are allowed to make. Again. You can make faces of animals, you can't make parts of Adam. Anyway, the Gemara goes on for many, many lines. Gemara, yeah. Well, partsuf is the face, versus the face particularly. The most can be other things as well. Partsuf is a specific reference to the face. But the point is that, and I didn't print the whole rest of the Gemara, the whole rest of the Gemara. Answers in the answer. The Gemara later on, it's important, distinguishes, is it three-dimensional or only two-dimensional? We'll get to that too. The Gemara discusses that at the end, Rabbi Gamliel didn't make it himself. Someone made it for him, and it's also for L'Islam aid. It was for learning purposes and so on. So how did the Gemara get out of it? But it says, Rashi explained the source number 10 there in Rosh Hashanah Chavdal Merbeis, Dumus Arba Panam L'Guf Echad, on one body, Ke'ein Chayos HaKodesh. We don't know all this stuff. We say that Rabbi Ophanim B'Chayos HaKodesh, right? Holy creatures in the heavens. Okay? That's it. Shekise Kovaruch Uvalayim. This is, as Shanghi just said, this has to do with the Merkava, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have these different face images on, which we'll see in a moment. But the Gemara says that's us. It's not really, but a human face alone is enough. It's not true. Now, man's face is one of them. So where do we see? You turn to the next page, it's the source 11. It's a Pasuk Erpsukim in Yechezkel. In Yechezkel, the so called section of the Navi called Mice and Merkava. That's laying the first morning of Shavuot. Most people are sleeping when they read that part. Okay. There's a minig in many shuls. You do it here also. The rabbi reads it. At least I'm awake. So I read it. I have to land it. But most people are dozing off at that point. So we don't understand what it means anyway. So it says over there, Perak Aleph of Yechezkel, Pasuk Hey, U'mitocha demus arba chayos, u'demai demus adam lahenas. What would Yechezkel saw a vision of what the heavenly throne looked like. And again, very, very difficult to understand what the Pasuk means. Right, but he says he saw some kind of vision with four creatures, and later on, Pasuk Yud, it says, "Udmus Pneihem." What are the faces? Pnei Adam, Upnei Aryeh Hayonin. Right, a human face and a face of a lion. Barakatam Upnei Shor, an ox,
Now, small arba to Rufnei Nesher. We'll translate Nesher now as an eagle. That's the question whether Nesher is an eagle, but not our topic tonight. So Rufnei Nesher arba atam, eagle. So you had these four on this heavenly throne. Yechezkel perceived depictions of these four creatures: a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Okay, so there, and Rashi explains in Pasuk Hey that Mus Adam Lahena, Yesh L'Smol Shari Av Mus Sorba Ivan Nesher Lahena. The nearby Mepish is there of Lakul. He explains in the Pesukim, which I don't care. I came at the end of the Rashi right now. What human face? Who's Mus Partzuf for Yaakov Avinu? It was not the face of Yaakov Avinu was the face. Of which human face? There's a lot of human faces, right? So Rashi tells us which human face was etched in this Merkava was the face of Yaakov Avinu. Okay. Now, how do you explain what has it got to do with us? We look back now, so it's 15. Rabbeinu Chananel, on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chof Dalam Beis, says, Vasikna lo sasun iti pirish, lo sasun osi kagon dmus adam sh'ani mare l'anaviyim v'chazyonah. What the Pasuk means, our Pasuk here in Yisrael, means lo sasun iti, which Chazal understand to mean, don't make these images, I said that was iti. It means those that part of me, so to speak, which I reveal to the Neviyim. We don't really understand this at all, because Baruch Hu has no Google presence. But the Nevi'im perceived something, so whatever the Nevi'im saw in their visions, Kedisimi Cheskel, the most Kemare Adam Olav Amalav. That's referring to the passage at the end of Parak Olav there, in source 14. Okay, Omimal Araki Asher Osham Kemare Evan Sapir, that was Sapphire Stone, the most Kisei, while the most Hakisei, the most Kemare Adam Olav Amalav. This is what Kedish Baruch Hu looked like to Yecheskel. Kedish Baruch Hu, we know Kedish Baruch Hu's no body. We find in the federal week, we have a couple of weeks, Kisei stuff. Moshe wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And he said, you can't see my front, you can see my back. You don't see what that means exactly, right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no physical, not for real, right? But in any way, whatever it means, he allows the Nevi'im to perceive something.
Cannot understand it. Our Bo needs to...
Exactly. Some of the great Talmud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the son of the first Gemara HaGiga, that says that Talmud went in to perceive these things, and it didn't work out, other than Rabbi Kiva, it worked out badly for the other three.
Okay.
They all made it out okay. But anyway, the bottom line is, whatever it means for our purposes evening, that's the word, lo satsun iti. Somehow, these creatures, including Adam, were on this, and that's what the Gemara says you're not permitted to make. Okay, so the Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah, Chabdal, verse 15. Here is what it means. It says the same idea as the Menachana. Tzuras Adam shani nirel neviyim, b'mar nebu, kinitim, the same pasuk. Avo chasu shalom shiela bari yisbar kdimion gufbal. Says the Ritva, chasu shalom, to understand from here that comes from physical properties, and so on. Certainly not. Then he goes on to say, this is only Abaye's answer, and he says, Rava disagrees in that sugya, but here, the halacha is like Abaye. Okay, now the Gemara asks for 1 second. So it sounds like you're only not allowed to make the four, a depiction of the four faces together. Man, lion, eagle, and the other one, ox, sure, right? So what about man alone? The Gemara says, no, man alone you also can't. So the Rava asks, 1 second. So, Rim Tomar in the third line of Rebbe 15 came with the parts of Adam Mechude Aser. Wait a minute. Once it's Aser to make the face of man, what do you need to teach you all four? All four includes man. So, well, once man is Aser, what else do they talk about? Right? He says, what do you need? But Yeshua not community, Yeshua Kvar parts of Adam. What happens if they're already what? You got something that's already had a face of human being, and you added the other three. Okay, that's the answer he gives. Inami, the Salkada, Gamina, Hani, Mili, Tzuris, Adam Mechude. Otherwise, maybe I would say no. Maybe the issue of Adam is Adam alone, but maybe it's okay with other things. That's Kamash Rambam. Fine. Tosfos has the same kasha there in Rosh Hashanah, Daled Beis 16. You talk about my karma was Musa Arba upon Tibgah Mishum Tzuris Adam Lechudei. If Yeshua Ma'ak, he eat the Shar Partzum, the Adam Shari Tzvei, made it four. Or, Inami, Imotu Tzuris Adam also Lashim Adal Pan. That's what we show the answer. But bottom line, you're not allowed to make the image of a man. It's interesting, the Sefer Achinah, in Mitzvah Lamed Tet, here in Pashas Yisro, on this parasha 17, Shalolasu Tzuris Afilu Lenoi, you put that in because even if you're not using it for idolatry, you're not making this to worship. You're making it for a painting, for a nice decoration. It's not allowed to do that either. Shalolas the source of the mishum tovar. Hey, me matzko. You're not allowed to make it out of metal. Hey, me eight. The even tree, wood, or so whatever it is, even for decoration. Shenema our pasuk lo sasun iti. The darshes halaracha lo sasun osi. Now here's a different explanation of lo sasun osi. The chinuch offers klomar lo sasun dimyon osatzura. Now, this specifically refers to man. The Hainu Guf Adam. Shekasavti alei abisora soy, nasa Adam v'tzalmenu. Because Baruch Hu first creates man, indicates that man is made in his image, whatever exactly that means. But again, kavana v'kasu mitzara seichel shenosan bo, right? Human beings have intelligence and so on, supposedly. And the Mashav Omar B'Tzalmenu, Achek HaSechel Shor, the Mitnei Shasechel Kula Hu Bo Baruch Hu, Alo Ein Shum Dimyon Acher Beino Baruch Hu, Ben Shum Beryo Ben Nivro, Chalila. Chalila to say that when we say God is made out of man is made in God's image, we have a physical similarity, Chas HaShom. But nevertheless, that's what it means, Lo Tashum Yitzi. Yitzi, meaning Os. There's a long time of Shur there in Rosh Hashanah 18, which I'm not going to read inside. He just explains really the flow of the sugya. If you're interested, a clear explanation, if you have time, I'll look it over. Explains this is not just, even though this seems to be Abaye and Rabbi has a different approach, but it's correct and so on. He says you have to understand because, look at what I want to get to, because you can't say that the Torah answered every type of creature. So take a look. In Cain, the fourth one, it's not doing sure. People draw pictures of animals and lions and oxen and eagles all the time. Now we got a picture of Kisa Shlomo, the throne of Shlomo Melech. Om Dim Arayos Eitz for the others. Kisa, you had lions by the many of the parochas. Many times have a lion, you know, holding the luchos or whatever. He's Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. Okay, so he says therefore the only issue is when you have all these together and so on. But man, a human image is different, as he says, and we'll see a little detail shortly. Okay, but parts of Adam is different. Parts of Adam you can't make at all. Okay, all right. So if you have time again, this goes through the flow of the sugya. He says also on the top of the next page, it's Zulus Yaakov Avinu Chokos. He says it's the image of Yaakov Avinu, and that's why the Malachim were jealous that Yaakov's face was on, and so on and so forth. But in any event, that's the idea. Now how to make man differently. Now. That sugya in Rosh Hashanah is incidental. It comes in because of Rav Gamliel. The principal sugya, where most of the Rishonim talk at greater length about this subject, is in the sugya Maseches Avodah Zarah, which makes sense. Okay, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So in source 19, it begins with the quote the same Mishnah, Tanan Hasam. Okay, so again, this is a quick review in the sense that a lot of things are the same, but some of the Rishonim go into greater detail here in Avodah Zarah than it did in Rosh Hashanah, because that's really its place, right? It explains right at the beginning of the Gemara is the exact thing. Okay, he says, you're not allowed to make Dumus Shamoshai and so on. Dumus Shamoshai and Sham Shamoshai. So, how could he do that? So, Abaye said, no, it's only those things you can actually replicate. And then, again, that's in 19 of Rashi. In 20, go 21 is on the next page, going over to Mankimo with base. Shamosh, Mashiach, Shalosh, and Mosu Mishari. Same thing, the same Drosha. Losasuniti, Losasun OC. Again, we're going to go over the whole thing. Okay, now there, in Avodazor, let's get down to 24, Mem Gimel and Aleph, as we said. Lo sasuni ti tamo came with the parts of other mechude osur and my instrument lesser demus shamoshim shabimoro. Once the other, what if they have the other four? We explained it before. So he says the eshlama divadai leka lemalo shum malach the sarf open a chul kedmus other mamish. Okay, and so he says no. He says because we want to also include perhaps other types of creatures, but once other is osur, so we don't need the others. He says. A different answer. The first thing is the same answer before. Yeshlom alachayev apkish and motzah parts of other fish. Like you found the picture with the Adam and you put in the other. Inami la. This is his answer. We didn't answer before. Lava alav b'shnei lava. To his turn. Okay. If you make a face of a man together with the other three, you violate now the issue of making man, but also the other one. It's lava alav b'shnei lava. Okay. Anyway, that's the Tosfos is a different answer. Now, the Ramban makes an interesting point in his Kedushim there, Tavaluzar, Mem Gimel Beis. Okay, Hodak Shina, 25. So he says again, this is not the Kimta of Rava. I don't want to go into, or require going into the Machokas Rava and Abai in greater detail. Okay, but he says here, this is really passing like Abai, but he discusses something else, which the Gemara is going to bring in a little bit later on. And that is the idea of something which is three-dimensional, okay? And we'll see if Ramban has another opinion. He quotes the Rabbi that says, Malachi Ashari, that means Surat Adam, he does speak. It's right, all these different creatures. He says that's not, there's a different law, because Malachi Ashari, you know, they have wings. Even though they may look like men in some ways, but in other ways they don't. That's part of Rabban. We'll come back to something that he adds later on. The Ritva there, the Ran on the Ritva of the Zohar, your testimony page, pages of your 26, says the same thing we said before. Lo Sasuni Ti means OC, that which I showed in the Vian. The Ritva and then Gilman Bay says the same thing in 27. Okay, but now he says the following. Kol ha, look at the second line. First, it says the same thing I just said before. Okay. It's important to read it. Perish kederach shomar kosov b'mishola ala adam b'tzelem elokim asa. So again, don't take it literally. When we say tzelem elokim means the image of man, really. Well, not true. God doesn't look like that. The mashal. Right? It's a dimion. It's a comparison. The alpha pishu mashal chosha kosov. So if it's not really, then who cares? What's the problem? If it's not really God doesn't look like that, what's the difference? The coverage from Allah. It's the coverage. Now he adds, v'chol ha'mi drash yituvit, the drash yituvit, also going to be, kulo kichad ha'chashiv, it's all one drasha. Okay, it's not all these different surim. I'm wondering if he disagrees with this idea of lava, all of Mishnei lava, because I don't know, I don't know, I don't want to present machokas, or it may not be, but the Tosfos said lava, all of Mishnei lava, and the Torah here is saying it's all one, so maybe he wouldn't agree with that answer. Again, we had other answers, okay, which he himself gives. Okay, he gives one of the other answers we said before, that you can't complete, if you add the one man, you can't add the other three, whatever. But perhaps it is arguing. I also wanted to show you quickly the Nemuke Yosef, there in Avodah Zarah, and Gimel Aleph, it's printed in the Sheet Tachavon, Dimas, Partufos 28. He says, the Partufos refer to the facial features of those things on the ground, on land, eagles, ox, lions, so on. That's Kula Mutar, that's Mutar. Da'afal Pish, Misham Shavadim Aram, Lo Asotel, Dimus Arba Panim Vatah. When it comes to the other creatures, says in okay, you can make what you can make all the pics of eagles you like, okay, and lions and lions and tigers and bears and everything, but even these three, right? You can make the ox, the lion, and the eagle individually is fine. Well, also Torah ela bivat achas, arba panim bivat achas, because up above they were connected. Of a beguf mucholakum shor lemebad, neshel lechudei or shor lechudei, ayel lechudei, and fine. Chutz mi parts of Adam, but not human. Because he could have said, imi, lo satsun imi. What's iti? The chos of iti, lemidrash OC. Klomar, who's OC? Not the Yaakov Avinu. Who's talking this pasuk? Moshe. Right? Klomar, divrei Moshe. Lo satsun tsurasi, the tsuras adam, raglayim, gadayim, and ayim, yechsar me erav, mevarav, lo mitzar elam shum chashata. Lo lock al siyasa. This is important. Come back in a second. The chain e other tzuras adam behadei shnei panim. Shor v'nesher, ayv v'nesher lo locki. Bishum tzuras adam chains that tzuras Moshe. It has to look like Moshe. Well, he's throwing in a very important point. He seems to say that the only iser, at least in making something, is if you make the entire tzuras adam beraglayim yodayim enayim, the whole body, and not just the partuf, not just the face. We're going to come back to that. But I showed it in with Yosef now because he mentions, Moshe, because Moshe is the speaker here. Okay. Just the face, right. But with human beings, it's different. Yeah. So with Usher, just the faces of the four creatures together, that's Usher. But with human beings, apparently the separate issue, the individual issue of human being is not just, it's, according to one approach, is the entire body. In other words, the face will be Usher because it was the other three. But that's what the Nukhaz alludes to, and we'll see in a second. Okay? So that's one thing to bear in the back of your head right now, or in the front of your head. What the Isser may be, Adam, only an entire man, entire woman, whatever, entire figure. Okay? Another thing to bear in mind is what comes up in the Gemara a little bit later, there on Avodah Zarah and Gimel Beis Plain. I'll show you the Tosis. Okay? We go back to the Lemuel. The Gemara says, how do we have these moon things? So he says, in Torah, my love, Mashan, it's just the Gemara, why is it? Because the Gemara seems to imply that the only time it's an Isser is if the Tzura is boletus, meaning it protrudes, it's three-dimensional. Okay, it's carved or whatever, it's stamped, it's three-dimensional. But the pictures that Gamaliel had, they were just painted on a piece of paper, or painted on the wall. It was not three-dimensional, it was just a picture. Okay, V'lachayna from Gamaliel. V'omeri, Rabbeinu Tam Riba, ki bechama ulevano mazalos, ein chilak v'ebolten l'shok. Many Rishonim say, because when it comes to Chama and Levona, it doesn't matter. Even one-dimensional is Usser. Okay? Because why? Because when we see it from down here, it looks two-dimensional. Right? They can't tell from down here. You look in the sky and the moon, it looks flat, right? But you can't see from here that it's three-dimensional. You can see, when you see it right in front of your book, I can see the depth. But you can't see the depth when you're staring in the sky. So therefore, we make no distinction. The distinction between flat and three-dimensional is by faces and so on. We see a face. I look at everyone here, now you look at me. You can see the depth. You can see that it's three-dimensional. So that's an important chilek that Moses presents as a side point on our topic right now. But their discussion. So what do you have? Little kids, you know, a lot of times they pick in nursery school, they make pictures and they hit the sun and so on and so forth. So that's your term is about whether that's allowed. And some say that, yeah, a little kid is not Higila Chinuch. It doesn't matter. But when a child is older, you should discourage them from, you know, even being a flat picture of the sun. Now, I've seen that, not our subject tonight. I've seen that many terrors. In one character is a lot of times they talk to tell the kids not to, I used to think it was just artistic, but they only make like the sun in the corner. You don't see the whole ball. And number two, I've seen also when it's not really realistic, it's a cartoon type figure, you know, the kid, yeah. Sometimes the kid brings on paint, oh, what is that? Is that, is that a table? No, it's sun. You can't even tell what it is. Sometimes the kids do it. So anyway, I'm just making that as a side point based on this post. Probably not. Right, that's what I'm saying. There's some who hold that if it's not realistic, then it has to be something that, you know, is somewhat realistic. That's quite how realistic is realistic. Okay, a cartoon is somewhat realistic also, depending on the artist, I suppose. Now, but that's what Tosis says here, but what's important for us is, the end is, I'm not talking now about the sun and the moon, but what Tosis says at the end, so right away, we see here that when it comes to the human face, it would seem that it's mutter if it's not three-dimensional. Just a drawing or a painting would be okay, yeah. It's a good question. Don't know. Another important thing that Tosis mentions there in Avodah Zarah, Mem Gimel and Aleph, the chain halacha, the parts of Adam Osir Lachon Vasur Lachos, you know, three dimensional Mumio, Osam Tsuros Adam should solve in the Sedinim, that they paint on like a blanket, like a canvas, something like that, canvas, with swine. The chain berikma, rikma's embroidery, mutarim, is in why, kevin she'elam, parts of shalem, elachati parts of. A lot of times, you only see, even the face, it's a profile. You only see the side, like I'm in the nickel or whatever. You see the side. It's not that. So there are two important distinctions that we've just seen, including in Tosfos Avodah Zarah, and the Rosh, in Avodah Zarah, Paragimel, Siman Hei, 31, makes a point about both things. It seems to be a heter if it's flat. It seems human beings. Now it's not human. It's flat. It's like a painting as opposed to a sculpture, right? A painting is supposed to be the next one. I got this in question, but still, if you can tell, you should tell them. See, it's flat, right? I mean, you're right. That's a question. I'm not sure. That's the second thing. The second thing Tosis mentioned, maybe a different, because you only see one half of the face. You only see the side, the profile. You only see the side. So that's another distinction. So the Rosh, let's take a look at the Rosh, Paragimel, Siman Hei, 31. Okay, goes through the Gemara and so on. And so he says, there's a difference between the sun and the moon, okay, which is usher, even if it's flat. Again, it's not our topic, but parts of Adam is usher only if it's the three-dimensional. Okay, and the other thing he says at the end is, we want tomorrow, about Surah's, he says something else, it's our third thing, which relates, about Surah's Harosh, below Guf Shalim, Mutter. And also, for a human being, it has to be the full body. If it's just Surah's Harosh, a face, you know, a facial shot, or, you know, the neck up, or whatever, so that's Mutter. Below Sasuno Sidarshin, and he says, not even a Chashoda. That's the Gemara talks about, you shouldn't even have them in your house, because it will be Choshesh, you'll hurt them. That's what it seems to be. It would seem to be that it's usher only if it is if it's the full body. As a matter of fact, at the side point, I remember in YU when they put up outside what's now called the old base measures, it's now called official base measures. When I was in YU, that's what we learned. You know, now that's one of the Batei Medrash, and there's more Batei Medrash. The outside they have a wall of people with the donors, you know, that contributed to the building, whatever it was, have a list of all the names. And the yeshiva is called Yeshiva of Menahitza Vachan. So on the top. On the top, they have like a circle that says Hashem Agon Ritzchon Spector was one of the was really the God Ador in the late 1800s, the Posek Ador. Yeshiva was named for him. Yeshiva is Ritzchon. So in fact, that Rabbi Willer likes to make a joke. Whenever Y is in trouble, he says, you know, somehow in Shammai Ritzchon saves him. Yeah, after all, Yeshiva's named for me. I'm not gonna let it go. Right? But anyway, so that they have this in fact like a bus, not rather. Of I guess they took a picture of Yisrael Chan in the town somewhere, and they kind of made it into a three-dimensional. So I remember whoever did it, probably, you know, again, from the office in the Czech Republic, I was told, I wasn't there, that they asked the Meshechter, and he said, well, cause you only really see the very, you don't even see the ears, it's just the very front of the face. The Meshechter thought, okay, so you can rely on this, but it's okay. But I remember
the library building, the sun, the moon.
They got rid of it. Yeah, they got rid of it. Yeah, yeah, take a look. They were, but they just recently redid the library. So first of all, some said little, so it wasn't so real. I think they don't have it. I think they got it. I think the Rashi did not have it. Yeah, I think so. So take a look next time. We'll pay attention. I believe it's not there anymore. They made a bit of a fuss about that. But anyway, so that's it. So people are not aware that it's not wrong. It's not at all. But to this picture is a fun. So that the Shaka said is not the whole, certainly according to this one, for sure it's okay. It wasn't the whole body. And even the whole, it wasn't even the whole face. It was just, I'm not convinced he was wild about it, but didn't make a fuss about it. I remember in the Yeshua North Jersey, in the nursery school wing, then they made the memory of Mrs. Stahl, I think. So I remember the time that they had a picture of her, the Goldstein, the family, someone wanted to have some kind of a Goldstein who was at that time in the principal was being asked me what I thought. I told them they'd make it a flat, it is a flat picture. They made it a flat picture for that reason, to avoid this problem. Anyway, so that's the rush test. Right. No, there was the full face, it's not just the profile, right? It's the full face. It's not the whole body, it's flat. So. Okay, anyway, so take a look in the, you're not going to work in the nursing home. You take a look in source number 32, the Ramban, there in Avodah Zarah, Chiddush Ramban, Mem Gimel Beis, says, disagrees with this. Ramban has a kula, and of course, a chumra, the nearer the farish, the lomar, the low snot pole, the low snot shokea, the chain the parts of Adam. Okay, likewise by a human being. So the Ramban is machmir. Ramban says by a human being, it doesn't matter whether it's flat or if it's three-dimensional. The low sasun tzi, the low plid rachmana bein bo, the shokeh, there's no difference. And the ritva, okay, there in Avodah Zarah Gimel Beis, also that's Ramban and Gimel Beis, Avodah Zarah ritva, the boy is same with the prokim hoya, and we start with the chol she'asur asos, afilu b'diohu asur. Ritva also is machmir, that if you're not allowed to make it, even in plain ink you're not allowed to make it. Shalo chokhu bein bo, the shokeh, elo b'davar chokhu. The tzuras joe kibole choshev linyan zeh. Ink is considered like protruding for this person. So the Ramban, the Hu Adin, the tzuras came and the sheishu meshit here with the bow. If it's made out of silk or other types of linen and so on and so forth. So you have prominently shown in the Ramban and the Ritva who disagree with this kula that the Tosfos and the Rosh say that if it's this distinction between flat and three dimensional, then they reject that, which will obviously have an akamina for a photograph. Because the topic line is photographs, the photograph's flat, right? So the whole like comes to the whole like there was not an issue because with parts of others, not a problem. But according to our bottom report, it's a problem. Yes.
All those things involve passion, something.
Yeah, you're pushing a button. So that's a different Shiloh, which is an important Shiloh. That's the Shiloh of pushing a button to make sit to the pushing a button to make matzahs, all that. That's a good question. And it's not irrelevant. It's not, I understand. You are still doing, you're still pushing, you're not doing the actual image. You're not making it. It's an important point. I agree with you. It's not a sad walk. I can't think, well, right, the same child is making masters or making sisters or whatever, you know, the same machine masters. Yeah, and yeah, that's what I'm so that's right. So we'll see that we'll see that with the Chacham. The smag in the Lav in Simcha Chafei is 34. The smag, talks about, you know, he says, it also mentions, at the end, he says, he also makes this chilek between just the face and the rest of the body. Of a part of other levado, or matinu shei osir, just the face is not osir. So, Omer Ani, however, shei mahakab is emachar shein kan raya burr, but he's not convinced. So, you have another Paul Rishon who's not so convinced that three dimensional is the only issue, one dimensional, not one dimensional, two dimensional is mother. Okay? The Mordechai, and I'm going to start, remember, top Tav Lam and Test, 35. He also mentions such a chiluk, okay, and he says, and he also mentions at the end, Surah Adam Shetzomus Dinim Ritma Mutter Shain Shom Parts of Shalit. Okay, anyway, let's take a look in the Rambam 36, the Rambam Hilchot of Azara, Pere Gimel Halacha Yud. Asur Lasso Surah Lanoi, Vapo Pishena Boros Kapap. Now that I make these things even not worshipping him. Shanema Lo Sassoni Peak, Omar, Surah Shoket, the Vizor Shainam El Lanoi. This is all about even owning it, because someone will think that you're worshiping it. Like the senior house will think it's a Avodah Zarah. They also look through the night, and look through the other Bilvat. The Fichach ain't with siren, lo be eight, lo be seed, lo be even through the other. But he passes, the who should he have to rebuild that? The Ramam passes like those who show will hold that it's only problem if it's three dimensional. To go and have to deal with that pure, to retract them, whatever, different things. Okay, if you do it, you get Malkus.
He says you make a Yamam. But he says those things which are sunken, or it's flat, or it's just with ink, and so on and so forth, from the embroidery, that's mutter. Okay, then he goes on and tells you in the next halacha, things which are, when it comes to the sun and the moon, if even it's flat, arrive at it as a comment. Okay, let's move to the Shulchan Aruch now, 37. Shulchan Aruch is Yerodea, Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, Sim Aleph, Osor, Letzayer, Tzuro, Shem, Mon, the Shkin, Gon, Dalet, Panam, Ad, 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 okay, V'chein, Tzuro, Swapim, Panam, Aleph, Esharet, V'chein, Tzuro, Adam, Levado, Kol, Elo, Osor, Lassos, Afilo, Him, Noi. If only Kochom, Osom, Lo, Osor, Lassos, the guy made it for you, now I'll hold on to it. There are more rights, Umil, and Motzi, Osom, Mutarim, you find that it's Mutarim, you didn't ask for it, if you have it somehow, it's okay, Mulvad, Becham, Levana, he says maybe we can distinguish from what people still worship, at least in his day, and not. We'll come to the more modern time shortly. Okay, but he also adds, does it amor. Again, this distinction is three-dimensional and two-dimensional. He makes that chiluk as well. And then in Siv Zion, we add, Yesh Misha Omer, Shalom Asu B'tzuras Adam Adarkon Darkon the Dragon. Now, Eladavka B'tzuras Shlema, the whole Egoreho. He has at least the Yeshman Omer. Tzuras rose or goof below rose, or goof below rose, or just air, spotted out there. Ain't but shum a sister, lobemoso, the lobose. The chain nog. Okay, so the Shorah is both coolers. Yeah.
Shorah does not mean etched in?
That's real, but it means etched in or flat.
It's
still a three dimensional record, it's still more three. I'm bullet, yeah.
The opposite.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I think so. Now, the Shah comments, of Alephus, what comes from Lo Sassum, Iti Hosi explains the Gemara, okay, and gave the different terutz and why we need both Isser's, the Isser Adam and the four together. As far as Osir L'Hashoson, he says in Chav Gimel, it's called Mishum Chashoda, okay, Mishum Chashoda, because people will suspect, you know, what you did. There's a long Taz, 39, the Taz, Yud Beis. He says he's the one who brings down. Notice that the Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote the Ramban and the Ritva. The Shulchan Aruch assumed like the Ramban and like the other songs that were poshut, not three dimensional. It's not volate. It's not protruding. It's not a problem. He didn't even quote the Taz. The Konya Beis brings that the Torah brings the Ramban who disagrees. Okay, it was machmir, even if it's not three dimensional. Okay, and he says the Ram brings it, and some people say that it's right, but and he writes towards him came tame out Shulchan Aruch related to the Ramban. Okay, and he concludes four lines to the bottom there in the Sukkot Yitzchak. Ule'inyan halacha, Baba she'ein lahakel kol negativei Ramban. Can't just say Ramban is Ramban. You know, the tour, a tour master came to Chen Aram. Umar v'chosni's all that's the Bach. Ramban was the son of the Bach. He says, my father-in-law. He said, the calling your father-in-law. Yitzchak Moshe, Yitzchak's father-in-law. Umar v'chosni's all kosel of that Ramban. Okay, as you immediately assume in the Torah, but as you assume in the Torah, okay. Okay, so therefore he says really have to be machmir like the like the Ramban. The Shach in Sivkot and Chafei concludes like those sheets in 40. The near the chol tzuras asrinan einam asurim el b'tzuras shleima mamish. You know tzuras adam b'shtei einayim v'chotim shalem kol aguf. Okay, let's say though, like we said, the Shach the Ritzachan Avolo chati atzur not the face, not the profile, not the missing things, and so on. And then that's Afka. I don't know about the other things. Just in terms of contemporary times, let's move to 42. The Chochmas Adam, Chochmas Adam is called Pehe Sigdalit. Yesh Omer, first of all, he says, the parts of Punin, Adam Levad Osir, Yesh Omer, the Inu Osir, a cult source Adam. The Hainu Arosh, Bishtei Naim, Bishtei Naim, Chod, Palagup, etc. And all tours come to Chud, Afil, Bishtei Naim, Rez Naim, Afil, Tours, Kolagup, Urak, Tours, Hatsi, Aparat, all these coolers, if it's the profile or it's not the whole body. But, he also concludes that the Dalagaroy Lahachma Kitat Salishan doing the Torah. We're dealing here with the Raisa. You have prominent Rishonim, Rabban, the Ritva, the Ram folks like that. Taz brings it down. He says that dealing with the Raisa, we shouldn't play games. The nearly the Afal Pishin or Chatsia Guk, we tied upon him. Afal Pishin or Sakala Guk, Ponim Racham, and Kol Mokom Osir. Still Osir. But then he writes in Tivav, he says, you're not allowed to keep them, but he has the nearly, second line of Vav 42, the Tzuras Odom, this Manazem Mutra Lashotam. Why? It came in the Ein Ela Mishum Chashad. V'yadua, the Bizman HaZeh, Ein Odin L'Tzuras Adam. Nobody worships human figures. Okay? So, and those that are, they look very different. They, the Buddhists, or whatever, have to, you know, but they have many arms, and many, it doesn't look like, what's that, God, what's
some type of a Hindu or Buddhist god also, those have different, the elephant has a face of an elephant or something like that. So it's a different, has different things, doesn't look like a human being, and therefore he doesn't think it should be awesome. Just to look, to move to wrap up, to look at some contemporary or more contemporary questions that come up in this regard. First of all, Tom, there's an interest. The Bialas of Eivishim, in the paper Yaros Devash, in the Rosh Beis, he has said, Alpi Kabbalah, so to speak, a mythical thing. He said, this Dilemas of Eivishim, it's kind of in the middle of the Rosh, Rosh Beis. He writes, Kikvar Noda Mashakosav Azor Hamam Kabbalah, Kichol Diyukon U Diyukon is Ruach Hashoreh. Every human faith has a certain Ruach to it. You look at an image in a mirror, you look at another face and so on, it has some type of a, you know, I don't know what it means. You know, the spirit is there, it's something with magic law, it can close arms. Everything has a ruach that can magic. And therefore, be very, very careful. Not to have anything, even if you didn't make it, even if you got it, I'll pick up all. You didn't make it, no one's going to suspect you're worshiping it. It's not the whole body, all this. But again, I'm just sharing with you, maybe just one of the door in his time. But he says, I'll pick up all, there's something about the Ruach, you know, that can harm you if you gaze at it or something. Well, and nowadays, what is it? Rabu Kais, Bichaber, Ashkenaz, Asher Lomdum, and Maita Amin. Our community, he lived in the Rav in Hamburg, you know, the three cities together. Hamburg and Rostock, those three cities together. Yes, we have the twin cities in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Those are the tri-cities, right? It was Altona, Hamburg, and Wandsbach, sometimes abbreviated in the Binnick literature, Aleph Evov. He was the chief rabbi there, so the rest of the was.
So it's the different minogogen actually.
Oh, that right.
One has the Ashkenaz meaning in but we have here what we daven here there is actually minikolen.
Right, minikolen.
There's a minik Ashkenaz about the Tosfos actually.
Right, like from the German. Yeah. Okay, good. Anyway, so we have images with the chief rabbi there. So anyway, he has this Kabbalistic point. I'm just sharing with you. That's what he's saying. I can't. Okay. Yeah, I'm in it. Okay. All right. Anyway, so we're not close to maybe only 3 dimensions. I don't know. But I just felt I had to share it. I'll be Kabbalah. Now, the Sam Sofer is an interesting. Tshuva. Okay. By some Chelik Beis and Tshuvas. Was asked by somebody who wanted to learn to be a sculptor, or from person. Whatever his name is, certain Jew. Yisrael Echad Kosher wrote to Lumor Umnos Psilo Kabonim. He wanted to learn how to be a guy who knew how to make a sculptor. Right? The Seer Tzuris Eitzel Umon, she was learning by a professional to learn these skills. Okay? I will explain it to make a pronouncer later on to work for the king or whatever to make sculptures and so on and so forth. Okay, is there an Isser? But the problem is, we know there is Akiyesh Isser, but he is to his Adam Shalom Bole. There, three-dimensional, for sure, he's working with his culture. Okay, so if he wanted to know if he could do it, and, you know, to learn, and maybe the, you know, when he gets the job later, he'll work with a partner. So he'll partner will finish it. He'll only make part of it. Anyway, at the end of Sam Sofer, it says, in the last 2 lines, 43, we call Motel Yadat Yishum Hefer. Okay, what he should do is work with a partner. He says now in the academy, as you're talking about, right? The academy. He said Talmidim Shom Ba'Akademia, but otherwise you're not allowed to. You know, you should leave it unfinished and let somebody else finish it. There's an interesting tshuva from Yaakov Emden, but that's not about a photograph. That's not about that was about a sculpture. It was interesting to tell him that the Jew wanted to learn that trade. Anyway, we look in the Pesukei Tshuva there in Yerodeus in the Kuf Mem Aleph. He quotes a tshuva from Shulz Yavid, Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden was also lived in the same town in the same city. His father, the Chacham Tzvi, was the chief rabbi of Hamburg, but he was also a venture. Earlier was in Amsterdam. Originally came there, but Yaakov Emden was his son. That his initials Yavet here is Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. His father was the Chacham Tzvi. Anyway, my sister Shahar of Amsterdam, the Eishen Iskabel Harav or Belezer, I'm not sure who that is.
certain person became the chief rabbi there. Amad Ish Hechad, they wanted to honor his appointment, so they minted like what we call today a commemorative coin. They wanted to mint a commemorative coin in honor of this rabbi who just became the chief rabbi of Amsterdam. A great color for him. So Hidfish Matea Kesav, I think we call that a commemorative coin, right? That wasn't really worth anything in terms of the currency, but it was a commemorate. But a Tavnis Rosh Ale Chazen Parts of Ponim Sholem Bolei. But this was the picture of this rabbi, and it was Bolei. It was three dimensions. It was on a coin. It was three dimensions, his entire face. So the Yaakov Emden was asked about it because she was quoted. He answered, Herach Levarish, the Isra Gomorrah, absolute utter. Okay, because the violation of the law of Losa Tuniti, and it's also a chashoda that people keep it, think, who knows what. And he says, even though the Rosh says it's got to be the whole body, this wasn't the whole body, he says, okay, but he says many disagreed with the Rosh, and even though it wasn't the whole body, but nevertheless, he was machas. I printed for you in 45 some more of the Shiva from Yaakov Emden, if Shilas Yavet Chelek Aleph Sinukuf Ayin, 45, and he says, the Maisa Shahaya, and he thinks that it's also going to have the same thing. And he says, aside from look in the second paragraph, he's a Pesach Shuvah didn't elaborate on it. First paragraph, we saw the Pesach Shuvah that, you know, he thought it was also. Hebrew, the Harosh Kosta, the Rosh said it's okay. But he says, Kimavad, the second paragraph, Shechalukin of Gedol Yisrael, Harei Heras, Mad, Rabban, Rashbor, Barat. He quotes many Rishon who disagree with the Rosh, with Rosh. He came Shita, the Megillah, the Megillah, the Chumri, the Raisa. Okay, it's a Shemitz of the Zohar on this thing. And therefore, and he said he reinterprets the Rosh. Maybe the Rosh only meant a face, but without wasn't really recognizable. It's fuzzy. I don't know what he means by that exactly. You know, if you have both things, you can't really make out the face. It's just sometimes you see that, by the way. Some drawings, some let us see it. It's a cartoon drawing. They only have that they have a face, but they have no eyes, nose, and mouth. It's from the kids' books, huh? Power cards, right? All guys would like that. They didn't have the because they wanted to sell it in that market for that reason. That's what we have to say. The right thing is to write the head coins, that's an interesting question. I don't know, because I have to look at that again. Then the second part of the Tshuva from the Riyab is very, very interesting. That's what I printed here. He says, anyway, Chata reinterprets the Rosh, that it wasn't the whole face, it was actually. Anyway, okay, parts of one of the other great of Shikos, the last paragraph, 45. He refers to his father, the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbeinu HaGadol and Samochin. He talks about his father, and he tells him, Maisa Shahoya, Shiniko Mikal Kila Kedosha Sardim Shiva London. The Chacham Tzvi was once invited to come to London. Okay, and they wanted to meet him and see him and bask in his chokhmah and his glory. And things. Very flowery terminology here. They're going to talk about his father. They wanted to lay nose with his Zor Tumunoso, and they were so happy to have him come. They sent him to come across the channel there, the English Channel, by a royal ship. They made a big fuss. The Chacham Tzvi was coming to London and made a whole big fuss about it and so on, and people came. They had a whole reception. It describes, you can read it. And because they respected my father so much, he wrote, they wanted to have somebody make a portrait. And so they could have this memento of his visit to London. They were going to make, he's going to go back to either he's still in Amsterdam or in Hamburg, wherever he was. He's going to go back to the other part of Europe. And they want to have this, you know, sort of souvenir of his visit, and a portrait that they can hang up, and so on and so forth. And he said, my father didn't want it to jump on it. I said, no, we don't allow it. And so on. He said, my father's obviously machmir. Even it was only going to be the upper part, and it was going to be flat. He was held by the other sheikhs. That's the background of the priest. My father would not allow it. But he said, and they didn't relent. They were relentless. They kept shepherding above him until they said somehow they got some guy when he wasn't paying attention, whatever, to quickly make a sketch, whatever it was. And they did it against his will. But he writes at the end that it was such a good picture. Okay, look at the last few lines. They picked him into a face, I guess. Apparently, Yaakov Emden once went to London, so he saw the picture. And he says, it looked so much like my father. The only thing missing was he was breathing. He said it was such a realistic painting. So he attests to the fact that this picture of Chavis, I believe, is in some museum in London. I believe I don't know. They have this. It exists, this painting. Like I believe that I heard that from Rosanna Wyman, who knows these things, who knows a lot of things. But I believe I heard him say this, because the reason I think I remember hearing this from him is because he referred to it, and she was talking about something else. We're talking about portraits, but in a different context, not whether it's Mutter or Utter, but in another context. He referred to a sefer called Avos Atar Lebanim, which he said has the lengthiest tshuva on this whole subject. So somehow I came across it somewhere. So I have to say this. Oh, that's not all about it, believe it or not. You know, it was written to a rug in the, and I saw it after he made that reference. I stumbled across it somewhere. So it and various other, a number of other interesting things here. But one of the children that he writes, certainly this author of this paper, was named Aryeh Yehuda Leib Lipschitz from Varsha. Itaka has about 30 pages on this subject. Interesting, because in the tshuva, I mean, it comes out not the picture. There's a tshuva from the Raka Chover. It's not on the sheet, because it's not in my version of the computer. Tshuvas are talking about Paneach Maduras, Varsha, Simadun Zion. Quote, Harav Azam Aryeh Yehuda Leib Lipschitz. This was written to. And the Raka Chover says at the end that it's mutter. He says, based on the Rambam, it's thought that they talk to the tshuvas. Hashela in mutter la'odam hitzalem. Put a graph here. Right? They're allowed to take a photograph. So that's what the tshuvas, Simadun Zion there. And the Raka Chover comes at the end, it's a matter of mutter also. However,
somebody painted
a piece of one of the
Rebbeim.
Oh, it was against his will.
No.
Oh, I see. He allowed it. Yeah. No, so what Rabbi Lyman was talking about in that, if I remember correctly, he was talking about, you know, portraits, the fake portraits or whatever, that people, you know, that aren't real. I mean, there's a standard portrait of the Rambam, you know, who knows. But I think he may have mentioned that year was that they doctored up in some of the Chabad books, there's a picture of the Lothar. Most recently, Rabbi Yehuda Mendel, coming in a passport picture, you know, but they, in the book, they drew in a yarmulke, because he wasn't wearing a yarmulke in the original picture, because, you know, he took it off, the passport photo, in those days. Okay, even now, by the way, I renewed my passport just a few before that, a few weeks ago, and I got a letter that I need to send in from a rabbi, okay, that I wear this, I didn't even know it came out in the picture, I wear it for religious use. Yeah, this is about, this was in December or November. So it was not a problem. There was no problem at all. I got it. But I just sent it. I mean, it didn't need to, Rabbi. I just have to find myself. I'm sorry. You just have to test yourself and reading out the air columns for religious reading before they would send it out to test. Interesting. Anyway, the Divrei Malkiya, let's finish up 46. The Divrei Malkiya, the Maskil Tanakhah, an important literature, mostly. The Rosh boys like to say that the literature are more familiar with their Rosh Yeshivas than with their post, you know, with the post in the spiritual world. They know all the post, they know all the Malkiya Tanakhah is a literature post. So he has a true Divrei Malkiya. 46. He also says there's room to be machmer. He says, after all, you have the Ramban, the Ram, and so on, and we're dealing with the possible Doraisa. So he says there's room to be machmer. Again, look at the Dinim, Ashadar, Shasaka, Shokhman, Shokhman, Photographia. And again, he goes through the Inyan, and he says there's room to be machmer. The Ben Ishchai, great Friday post-sex, Shana Shneer, Parshas Mate, Oziot 47, Suras Adam Osir Boletet, and Ophilu Eno Sholem. He does not accept the idea. It's a part of the body. As long as it's not the full body, he doesn't accept that. But he does say it has to be bolate and so on and so forth. That's what he mentions. And he said, but he does say yesh chokim. Those in the chol gabnu bolate, no matter what. And he says it should be machter for the ocean. Rav Kook, for modern times now, we'll finish up 48. So shout out to the Das Kohen. Yana Yeradeus can still come across. That's Rav Kook. He says, "B'tshuva shelosim yesh eizem niyal kitzitorim etzayer tiurim shaltsmulos for Yehudim charedim, observant Jews and so on." He said, "It's gather is alodia sheyesh tam chasidim sheim nimnoim milatzalim etzunosam." I know the Raka Chover that I showed you had the tshuva allowed it, but the picture of the Raka Chover they have, his hand is up like this. See that? There's a picture of the Raka Chover, and he has his hand like I don't know what he's doing. It doesn't look like he was all thrilled with having the picture. But anyway, but the Rav Kook says there are some who are machmir, okay. Okay, and certainly somebody, somebody's known in general, successive, you know, for piety and honesty and righteousness. The bottom line, Shulchan Aruch allows it. Allows a flat painting. It's not an issue. So the tzara tzuras adam tzevah luach who dinu tzalein tzuim photography ain isu mitzaradin. Many, even in the front, in the Rosh Yeshivish and the Haredi circles allow it also. Certainly, if it's Tzorech Mitzvah, the Chiruv HaTarva Yadus, or Shari and Ruchov HaNachot, it's taught. But the only thing he does say, Roim Ha'od LaHader, Shalo Yatsu Shalem LeGamrei, Kol Yachim Arglayim, Kima Tzad Ha'olim Levado. It's only the top. Okay? That's where Iker Tifer is Adam and Tzad. So Cook has that. So Chizot HaChaim Zanefeld, who was the contemporary of Cook, was the head of the Erech HaRedis, the same time of Cook. He didn't agree with Cook on political issues, but the, you know, respected each other. So Shuvat Salmas Chaim, and Shun Shin Nun Hei, Orach Chaim, Shin Nun Hei.
They respected each other.
They respected each other, right. Yeah. Yeah. They traveled together,
but they made the gossip.
More trouble than between that.
Yeah.
So he writes.
They were respecting each other very well.
Right. But the Tommy didn't say that they didn't always. But that's true. Anyway, Salmas Chaim, Orach Chaim, Shin Nun Hei. Noi sukkah, because it's always how many people hang up in the sukkah pictures of Israel. He says, it's okay. He says, Shuvah Pashut, Shashayah Kavazet Teshuk. Don't worry, you'll say sukkah, Teshuk Tadur. Certainly somebody, Mishanoid, with the head of a Beso, the Chajmer Lemitzum, it's not Surah Tzadikim. Yeah, it's a Gam the sukkah cane. Okay, and so on. So let you know, I do it at home, don't do the sukkah either. Then in 50, he has an interesting Shuvah, Yerodeh Tzun Lamed Gimel. You ever see these pictures? Sometimes they have pictures in the shul of the right way to put your tefillin on, the wrong way. They have the guy with the shoroshes over here, and it's the backward. You know, so that's what he's talking about here. Hatosus tziura hanochas tefillin, and he refers to that yaris vash. That even if an avish is, he said we should do it. Anyway, he said that it's mutter here also, especially since it's not bolay. Provided you're safe, chelik dalad yeshut shalos yabir mechelik dalad yoredei chop days. Quotes again in his Yaakov ending, and he quotes the Divrei Malkiyah, everything he mentioned. Nonetheless, he says it's become mutter, and the Divrei Malkiyah didn't like it because of the Gerasim Eibishis and the Kumbalim and so on. But he writes at the end, says Rav Avadya 51, three lines in the bottom of Ikar Adin, Hey Lochus Mitzurus Photographia Klal. And he says, but deeper Mitzurus of Yob Seva. He says, in some ways, even better than ink, because the truth is, ink can be a little raised in a certain sense, paint can be a little raised, a photograph even better. Okay? And he says, take a look at the stuff that's phonetically mentioned and so on. And in his collection of Hospitalistic Halacha called Yalku Joseph, that the family put up, Kitzel Shohar Gardeus Kim Kuf Mem Kuf Mem Al, we just said, Din Hatzom Mitzurus of Adazar, Oshet, Vinoagim Lekashet Hasukkah Bechag Hasukkah, Bitzmuno Shot Tzadikim Gdolei Ador. Many people have the practice to decorate the Sukkah with pictures of Gdolei and so on. Vechei Yesh Lissos Gdei Teh Bereisam Tzmuno Shot Gdolei Ador Lekayim, Vahoyo Anecha Roes Esmorecha. I think probably that's the positive print from the law usually. Oh, Necha Rosh Morecha, right? Which is not really what the positive means, but it's an Elisa, you know. So they have about Din Kain Gavlet Fear Shotmuz Adam, She'ain Isser Betir Zetir Zer, Kol She'ain on Surabal Lethis. The Kol She'ain, Shemuto Lahashu Satmuz the album, you can keep that in your photo album, or Lislo Satmuz, you'll have to hang it up and so on and so forth. So that's the generally accepted view is that photographs are allowed. Some people are machmir, especially if Cook says people are knowing, you know, they think good, there's room to be machmir, but generally speaking, we would allow it, certainly for positive purpose. Okay, wish everybody a good day.